to enter another specialty. Then one of my cancer patients, a concert pianist named Mark, helped me realize that I could be happy without changing my profession. As his condition improved, all his friends told him he should go back to the stage, but he said he knew he didn't belong there anymore. He had found he was happier just playing the piano at home. He was still doing what he loved, but he had changed the context to suit his own needs. I realized I needed to do the same. I tried to step out from behind my desk and open the door to my heart as well as my office. Now I literally have my desk against the wall, so my patient and I are in position to face each other as equals. I want to see my patient with no obstacle between us instead of relating as expert to failure. I began encouraging my patients to call me by my first name. In the beginning, it was quite scary to be just Bernie, not Dr. Siegel, to meet others as a person, not a label. It meant I had to like myself and deserve respect for what I did rather than what I'd learned in school. It's a simple yet effective way to break down the barrier between doctor and patient. Moving my desk and working on a first-name basis were only symptoms of a larger change. I committed the physician's cardinal sin. I got involved with my patients. For the first time, I began to understand fully what it's like to live with cancer, knowing the fear that it may be spreading even while you talk to your doctor, do the dishes, play with the kids, work, sleep, or make love. How hard it is to keep one's integrity as a human being with this